Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
A new expression on my face. I can feel a growing sensation taking place. I can hear.
Welcome back, 17 till the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. We're having a great visit with our good friend, Andrea Nirenberg, one of the top, well, I call her a networking goddess, folks. She knows more about networking than anybody else on the planet, probably in the galaxy. She's written all the important books on the topic, Nonstop Networking, Savvy Networking, on and on, so many of them, I don't know, 20, 30 books sold under a billion copies across the world. She's our good friend, Andrea. Welcome back to the show.
You're the best. Thank you. And I want to thank you publicly, Jim, for what you did, because you wrote that wonderful article that got actually sent out, syndicated everywhere, and you mentioned my name and some of the networking tips, and you made me very famous at my Rotary at my chamber and everything. Everybody was like, "Wow!" I said, "Well, I know Jim Blasingame. You know, you ought to be in that company. I'm in the brain trust." So
14 years. No. I was glomming onto your fortune and fame when I picked up your networking tips. So let's talk about networking. I remind people that networking is networking, but it's not necessarily be professional networking. I think there's a difference in networking and professional networking, don't you?
Right.
Networking to me is
you.
Just showing up. Professional networking is when you know what to do when you get there.
Absolutely right. Having a structure, a plan, and always being open and aware. I always say the word curiosity is a great word to kind of keep the awareness at the top
That's
of your head.
One.
Because like whenever you go, wherever you go, you can always learn something from somebody, meet somebody, be a resource. And, you know, especially, as you know, when talking to small businesses and standing up for the small business, we are America when you think about that. You know, we were just talking about United, the big company. What about Wells Fargo, another one that is
thing.
In the news today about?
Horrible
same
culture.
Thing. So, and all these people, when we think about it, it's the people who make up the universal network of those corporations. And all you need is one bad one, right, to start the problem going.
Yep.
So
yep.
The idea is to keep it going well. And as you know, I just came back from 4 weeks in Sri Lanka.
4 weeks?
4 weeks in southern India, absolutely.
Wow.
I know. And you want to hear a great networking story is the fact that, you know, people are people the world over. We may speak different languages. We live differently, but a power of a smile. I came back saying that these people have wonderful smiles. They're open. They're friendly. They want to welcome you in no matter what their lot in life is. We saw people from the richest of the rich to the poorest of the poor. And everyone, by the way, smiled.
Hmm.
And what people don't always realize is, you know, that's a country of 1.5 billion people. Their middle class is three times the size of our United States.
Oh, yeah.
It's huge, and it's just so interesting. But I did something that I figured is a great tip for everyone when you're traveling anywhere. You know, the power of social media, LinkedIn. I reached out to somebody who I knew was in India that used to be in the United States in New York, and I worked with him at a hotel that he was the manager of. And I just wrote to him and said, "I'm going to be in your part of the world. I'm not even sure, you know, where you are in location to some of the area." And it turned out that I was going to be pretty close to him on one of the days. So he wrote back to me and said, "You know, I'm so glad you're going to be over here. Could I entice you to come and talk to my team for a couple of hours?" And I said, "You can." And I said, "I don't want to get paid for it. Let's just barter." So I got a couple of nights.
Wow.
Hotel room.
How about that?
When I come, you know.
Thank you, networking.
It's an international hotel, so I can go to them anywhere in the world. Because I was with a tour, a fantastic tour,
but
I was able to get away for, you know, a few hours. You have free time in parts of the afternoon, so it was a win-win. It never would have happened if I didn't reach out.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I tell people all the time. That's what, like you said, just not just showing up. It's what to do when you show up.
Right, and to think about, look at the thing. The first thing that happened when you reached out to him was he thought, "Hey, this is something she could help me with."
Yeah.
And then you got something secondary.
Yeah. It was
what
win-win.
You got was secondary.
I mean, it really,
yeah.
Yeah.
Because you would have done that. I know you. You would have gone and talked to those people if nothing had come your way.
Oh, absolutely. My whole thing was I reached out. This is the power of why I always say in my networking tips, every day, reach out to someone you haven't been in touch with for a while. Say hello. Touch base. You never know. In this case, he's all the way across the world.
Yeah.
I'm just going to happen to be in his country, and it turns out that I'm not even going to be that far away. And I got to have the opportunity. It was
but
fun.
Think about the people that you got to touch in his team that you got to touch and who will never forget you the things that you said to them and you being there, your face. Think about the people you got to touch that you would never would have gotten to touch if you hadn't reached out to them. I mean, that's called humanity.
Yes, I agree with you, and I also agree that they made me feel great too. I mean, they were so welcoming, so kind, and it was wonderful.
Networking is nothing if not humanity.
Exactly. I know, exactly.
I mean, you just got to think about it like that, folks. When you think about networking, you know, as I've said for a long time, I call face-to-face the original social media. And that's what humanity is all about. And Andrea, you and I are 100% analog. All the digital stuff we use, we're still 100% analog. That means we're never going to not want the presence of other people in our lives.
I know. I agree with you.
Hold on to that thought. I need your website, please.
Okay.
What's your website?
Nierenberggroup.com.
Spell it.
Nierenberg, and then the word group.com.
Group.com. So check it out, folks. All of our books are there, right, Andrea?
Yep, they're there. And I'm actually redoing a couple. I'm actually republishing because I've edited two of my books, and they're going to be coming up on Amazon.
All right, so check that out. Quick break. Tintel, I'm Jim Blasingame.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.